TED Audio Collective.
A few years ago, I was on a trip to Israel with a group of techies. This was for a less grungy version of Burning Man. So we're hanging out in the middle of a crater, as one does. There's campfires everywhere and an amazing karaoke setup. So naturally, I had to jump on the mic with a couple of friends to sing TLC's No Scrubs, very loudly and very badly and with a lot of glee. And that's really what karaoke is all about, right? The more off-key, the better. But there's always that one friend with a great voice who missed the memo. They're hitting all the high notes in Beyoncé's Love on Top, while everyone else is starting to wonder if their rendition of Life is a Highway was really giving what it needed to give. Well, today we're talking about an innovation that could level the playing field and take the karaoke event by storm by allowing you to sing in your favorite musician's voice. I'm Sherelle Dorsey, and this is TED Tech. In this episode, artist Holly Herndon shows off a revolutionary AI-powered technology that creates a vocal deepfake version of any voice. With the right amount of input, I could be Beyoncé, or Cher, even Prince. Sounds like a dream. But could it be a nightmare in the wrong hands?
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on trends in technology. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in artificial intelligence, big data, robotic revolution, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
AI is making waves in every field it touches. President Biden is now on TikTok, and the election draws closer each day. With so much going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with it all, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal, the co-host of Make Me Smart. It's a podcast from Marketplace. And every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I break down the latest in business and the economy with short daily episodes to make it easy for you to stay in the know. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
El Toro.
Hi, my name's Holly, and I'm an artist. That was my voice, but I didn't sing that clip. I trained an AI on my own voice, and now she can sing anything in multiple languages. Her name is Holly Plus, and you just heard her perform El Cant de la Sibila, which is a traditional song arranged by Maria Arnal in Catalan, not a language that I speak, and not a vocal tradition that I've trained in. Those melismatic runs are really difficult to hit. To show you Holly Plus's full range, I'll also play an example in German. This is Mack the Knife by Brecht.
Und der Haarfisch, der hat Zähne.
Of course, Holly Plus can... Thank you. Of course, Holly Plus can also perform my own music. So here's an excerpt from my own song, Frontier.
Love, listen to what the silver say. Their world is long gone.
Holly Plus uses a process called timbre transfer, where the timbre or sound quality of one sound may be mapped onto the performance of another. Timbre transfer is done by creating a machine learning model of a sound. In this case, it's my voice. So I recorded a wide variety of phrases in my entire vocal range. To be clear, this version of Holly Plus is reading notes from a score. So I'll also play you an example of her singing in Spanish, Bésame Mucho by Velázquez. Thank you. I can't speak Spanish, by the way, so. Teaching an AI the sonic properties of one sound in order to generate an entirely new sound is what I like to call spawning. Spawning is what allows Holly Plus to create a wide range of vocals that I didn't sing from a set of recorded phrases that I did sing. I like to think of spawning as a kind of 21st century corollary to the musical tradition of sampling, which had a really big impact on both music and intellectual property. But I think spawning is far more exciting and potentially really weird. So for example, with sampling, usually you copy and remix a recording by someone else to create something new. But with spawning, you can perform as someone else based on trained information about them. And as an artist, this is making me rethink my own past work, as not only my archive, but potentially also I, myself, could become reanimated with AI. This also opens up the question of how we deal with a collective human archive, if we can reanimate old media. It opens up really big ethical and intellectual property questions that require entirely new conceptual and legal frameworks. One way that I like to think about intellectual property, I call identity play. So rather than limiting the use of my voice, I'm creating instruments to allow as many people as possible to create music with me and even as me. That's why I've made versions of Holly Plus freely available for anyone to use online. If I can allow people to play with my IP, my digital identity, my intellectual property, what might they come up with? Could someone else go on tour as me with my permission? Could I be in 1,000 different bands in multiple languages? And what would that even sound like? To be clear, musicians have been taught to be really protective over our IP, and that's for really good reason. But I'm trying to think of ways to make this new capability mutually beneficial. So to allow people to use my voice, but still to maintain the ability to approve certain derivative works. So I invite you to consider, if given the opportunity, who would you like to perform through? And can you imagine someone else performing you? With that in mind, I'd like to invite the incredible musician Fur to the stage. So today, Fur will be performing his own song, Murky. And with one microphone, you'll hear Fur's beautiful, natural voice. And with this microphone, you'll hear a live version of Holly Plus developed with Voktor Labs. Take it away, Fur.
It gets so murky, loving what you know, but I keep on swimming. I'm swimming further up the road. See, the problem is I don't know what to say when you come around acting this way. And yes, the truth is I show you every day,
'cause you love to stay living in all the pain.
And it gets so murky, loving what you know. But I'll keep on swimming further up the road. And I've been calling out your name deep down in my sleep. And I even memorize your face.
So ain't no leaving me, and I'll just handle my biz and keep the train moving on. And you know what it is, it's just you that
I'm choosing, 'cause it gets so murky,
loving what you know.
And I'll keep on swimming further up the road. And it gets so murky, loving what you know.
And I'll keep on swimming further up the road.
Swimming, I'm swimming further up the road. And I'll keep on swimming, swimming further up the road.
Support for this episode comes from the University of Illinois Geese College of Business Online MBA, known as the iMBA, which provides unmatched flexibility that allows you to put your degree within reach. Jeff Wayman, a first-year iMBA student, has already seen the impact.
My name is Jeff Wayman. I'm an iMBA student at the University of Illinois Geese College of Business. Currently, I'm head of content strategy for the Office of CTO for a tech company. I have a career path that I pretty much understand. I'm looking to expand my capabilities and move into more senior leadership roles. And so an MBA was always something that was on my mind. You know, I would consider myself a lifelong learner. You know, I enjoy it. When narrowing it down to a few programs, Geese University of Illinois built a lot of flexibility into what you would focus on within the MBA. And so the ability to sort of target areas I want to focus on in my business education was really important. And that is part of the core, you know, Geese curriculum. Fears and hesitations I had in sort of going back to school. I think the biggest thing is, you know, time management. My work is flexible, but at the same time, it's unpredictable. I have a family as well. The program in every way has certainly given me that opportunity for flexibility. I think that flexibility has been the best part for me. We get home with our family, we eat dinner with our family. I can still do all those things, even if there's a class that day. I probably have 25 to 30 years left to work. A program for me, I look at, I'm going to spread that cost over that time. And so, you know, based on that investment, what could I expect from that? If I can be more competitive when I go to my next role or have my next interview, absolutely that, I think I've got a return on that investment. You know, best case scenario, it changes my career path or trajectory. Looking at other students that have graduated, other things people have done, it's certainly a possibility. I do not think you will find a program that has put more time and energy and effort into how they deliver the coursework, how they interact with the students, how they build the curriculum, how they ensure as much flexibility as possible. I don't think you're going to get that other places. So that, I think, is the real big difference for me.
If you're like most professionals, graduate education has to be designed to fit within your busy schedule. Learn more about the courses designed with your career and time in mind at geeseonline.illinois.edu.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick disclaimer, I am not an artist nor a musician, which is why, even though I believe this technology has an undeniable cool factor that opens up new avenues for posthumous recognition, I have to say that I see a ton of red flags going on here. The power of vocal manipulation reminds me of deepfakes, which are scarily realistic digital impersonations of people. Deepfakes of celebrities, politicians, and other notable public figures have been hijacked to endorse products, services, and ideas that they never sat in front of a camera to speak on. So there's clearly some vulnerabilities here. I mean, imagine taking on the voice of an artist and creating music to profit on streaming services, tricking your audience into believing that, in fact, you are the celebrity they've been cult following for years. How do artists protect their work and, most importantly, their voice? The thing that makes them unique and that sets them apart from everyone else. Perhaps someone in this space will crack the code for how to protect the rights of those being impersonated. Herndon herself suggested users might buy a token of the artist's voice in a licensing-style agreement format, like an NFT. Then every time the voice is recorded or used, there will be a small encryption attached for identification. But the reality is, we're still waiting for answers here. And until we get them, this is the sort of technology that we should watch carefully, even while we celebrate its ingenuity. That was pretty cool, after all. TED Tech is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced by Isabel Carter, who also wrote it with me, Sherelle Dorsey. Our editor is Jimmy Gutierrez, and the show is fact-checked by Matthias Salas. Special thanks to Farah DeGrunge for her support as a project manager. I'm Sherelle Dorsey. Let's keep digging into the future. Join me next week for more.